Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The prophet Isaiah said today, "He who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." When I was a pastor before here at my church in New York, I had a little old lady who just could not understand these words. She would always ask me, "How can you buy something if you have no money?" She was an immigrant. She knew what it was like to be poor and hungry and have no money and so not be able to buy what you need. She knew how the world worked, and this was not it. And she was right, mostly. But sometimes it is. There was a thing not too long ago, maybe some folks still do it, when you would be in line at a coffee shop or a toll booth or something like that, and people would pay for one or two or three people coming after them. Do you remember that? And they wouldn't tell them. So that when those people next in line came up to pay, their bill was already taken care of. Maybe you were on the receiving end of that. It's a pleasant surprise because mostly in this world, that's not how it works. You want something, you gotta pay for it. That little old lady at my church in New York knew that well. She had lived a hard life. So maybe when the prophet Isaiah spoke these words that we heard today, they sounded a bit off, a bit wrong to the people then as well. But that's exactly why Isaiah speaks them. To grab their attention, to teach them that while this is the way the world works, it is not the way God works. That when it comes to your spiritual life and the spiritual food and drink you need to live now and forever, someone else paid that price for you. And that someone else is who Isaiah just preached about a chapter or two before this one. The one who paid the price for your sin. The one who paid the price for your peace. The one who paid the price for your life. That all you have, you need. God was sending his servant to do that for you, Isaiah prophesied. And that's what John the Baptist prophesied to some 700 years after Isaiah. But not just that God would be sending his servant to do that, but that he had. That servant was now here. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Or in other words, the one who has come to pay the price for you. To shed his blood and give his life for you, that you may live and eat and drink in the kingdom of God. A feast you could never afford, but which is now here for you because of him, because of that one, Jesus. But now, as we heard in the Holy Gospel today, John's voice had been silenced, just as Isaiah's voice had been. Isaiah by being sawn in two, John by beheading. But now that the one they prophesied had come, and God said, "No more prophets after John," that meant the time had now come. To do it, to pay the price, to fulfill God's word. So as we heard, After Jesus heard that John had been killed, he withdraws to a desolate place by himself, but not because he was sad, I don't think. He knows the ending of John's life here and now is his birthday in heaven. But the ending of John's life means the laying down of his own soon. So Jesus withdraws. Because going out to desolate places is where God often sends people to prepare them. When people go out into the wilderness in the scriptures, that's a signal. Something's going to happen. And as we heard, it does. Jesus goes out, and the crowds follow him. In fact, they somehow get there before he does. So that when he goes ashore, he sees a great crowd already gathered there. And Jesus does what Jesus always does. He has compassion on them. He heals their sick. He takes care of them. It's what Jesus does as the good shepherd. But what about his preparation in this desolate place? Did he miss out on that? Or maybe he didn't go out for his own preparation. Maybe it was to prepare them, the crowds, the people, to teach them about himself. And so he does, as Isaiah prophesied, he gives them food without price. From just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he feeds 5,000 men plus women and children. He takes the bread and fish, says a blessing, breaks, and then gives. And they all ate and were satisfied, every last one. Jesus feeding not just a few, as our generosity might, but a great multitude that could scarcely be numbered. And there's even more. More food left over. The disciples couldn't imagine feeding so many. But Jesus couldn't imagine feeding so few. He had come to do far more. To provide the food and drink of immortality for the world, for all people of all time. Food and drink that is here for you today. Food and drink that is not only paid for by the body and blood of Jesus, but is the body and blood of Jesus. Where we're living now may not be a wilderness. Well, but you know, in some ways it is. For some, this world is a desolate place. A place of loneliness, of fear, of trouble, of hunger. People living from day to day, wondering what's next, waiting for the other shoe to drop. A place of sickness and death and uncertainty. But there in the wilderness, in that desolate place, and in the midst of that all here, is an altar turned table by the lamb sacrificed on it and now given from it. Food and drink without money and without price, because it has been paid for. Not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb of God without blemish or spot. The blood of God, which is enough to pay for the sin of the world and give life to the world. And so Isaiah says, come and delight yourself in this rich food. This rich food here for you, and live. There is no food richer, no food better. Oh, living bread from heaven, how well you feed your guests, we just sang. Which seems to me like a no-brainer, right? And yet somehow our brains get in the way. Isaiah's words to the people then hit home for us still today when he said later in his words that we heard today, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?" It's a good question. Why do we keep looking for better? Why do we keep looking for more? Why do we think this not enough? Yes, enjoy the things of this world and life that God has given you. But remember that your life doesn't come from them. It can't. You may be successful. You may be admired. You may be happy. You may be living the dream. But what happens when you need something money can't buy? When these things you gave your life for can't give you the life you need. When sickness or age begins to sap your life or pounces upon you in a moment, or when death draws near, what then? This was Paul's struggle with his fellow Jews. With his Jews, the fellow Jews that we heard in the epistle today, he said, "Guys, what are you doing?" He said, "You have the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the law, the worship, the promises, the patriarchs. And from you has come the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the one promised to Abraham and then to Isaac and Jacob has come. Why are you turning away? Why? The price has been paid. There is food and drink for you. Jesus died and rose for you. There is life for you." Paul said, "I wish I could be accursed so that they would come." It's all here for you too. So maybe it would be good to take stock of our own lives. How are you spending your time? And isn't that an interesting way to put it? Spending your time, like we spend money. And to get what? Your effort, your time, your money. Are you being wise or foolish? Are you trying to get to buy what Jesus has already purchased and gotten for you? Do you think Jesus is just about the next life and this life is up to me? Can we even separate those two? Jesus went out to that desolate place to give the people what they needed. He led them out to that place of nothingness to give them everything, to give them himself. That's why he came into our world. That's why he comes to you here and now. That's why Jesus is still today taking, blessing, breaking, and giving bread. That all who feast now, feast with him forever. Feasting now for the forgiveness we need, for the life we need, for the salvation we need. It's all here for you. That when this life is over, we feast and delight ourselves in him, in his kingdom. So come, all you who are thirsty, all you who hunger, all you poor sinners who have nothing for God. Come, buy and eat. He paid for you. That's what he spent all he had on. He gave all he had for you. So come. And as Isaiah also said, listen, and listening, hear, and hearing, believe. Believe those words that you hear every week right after receiving that for which you did not pay. That the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will keep and preserve you steadfast unto everlasting life. Because of that, you can depart, both from this altar and from this life, well fed and in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.